Last week, 12 deer were found dead in Southampton. Today, New Hampshire Fish and Game announced the cause of those deaths, feeding by humans. Dan Bergeron is deer project leader with New Hampshire Fish and Game, and he joins me now with more. Dan, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the basics. What were these deer fed, and why was it bad for them?
It appears that they were fed a number of different things based on the necropsies, which is basically an autopsy on an animal that were performed on them. They found corn, pelleted grain, and hay in their stomachs. And the problem with those food sources for deer is when they're suddenly introduced a new food source, particularly in the wintertime, like those that are high in carbohydrates, their stomachs aren't built to digest them effectively. With deer, there's different microorganisms in their stomach that help them to digest different types of foods. Those microorganisms gradually change as natural food sources gradually change. So when they're suddenly given a food source that they're not used to, their stomachs can't handle it, can't digest the food, and in some cases can lead to a buildup of bacteria that can release toxins, which was the case in these deer. It created a condition in them that caused their death.
The statement from Fish and Game made it sound like this was intended to help the deer, and clearly it did not.
Yeah, so it's actually fairly common for people to feed deer in the winter. A lot of people do it because they think they're helping the deer. It's not illegal in the state to feed deer, but we highly discourage it. There were two feed sites in the area that were located by our conservation officer. He did let the people know what had happened. Obviously, they were very regretful that it had happened. They, you know, immediately decided to stop feeding. I'm sure they won't ever do this again, but clearly they had no clue that this was a possibility that this could happen, and they thought that they were helping the animals.
You said that it's not uncommon that people will feed deer in the winter in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
But how common is it that we would see something like this where you see multiple deer die so quickly?
This is one of our largest documented cases we've seen in recent history. We've seen it before in the past. We had a deer earlier in the winter in February, a single deer that was found that we believe, again, was died due to improper feeding. It's tough to document because if you just find one deer dead in the woods, you don't think very much of it. And that's assuming that it's even found before another animal, a coyote or something, scavenges it. So we don't have a great idea of how often it's happening. We don't believe it's anything that's driving the population up or down. But it's certainly a risk that's out there that we like to make people aware of.
Of all the reasons I've heard about discouraging people from feeding the deer, this is one I hadn't heard before, but there are plenty of others.
Yeah, there are plenty of others. One of the other main reasons that we tell people not to feed deer is an increased likelihood that they'll get hit by cars. We see this pretty commonly in the far northern part of the state where feeding is actually done pretty extensively. These deer are crossing streets more frequently than they would normally, and it just increases the chance they'll get hit by a car.
And overall, what do we know about how the state's deer have been doing over this winter?
We get the impression that they've fared fairly well. February was a pretty severe month, but up until then it had been a fairly mild winter. Oftentimes we'll see that, and if the winter kind of leaves quickly on us, that can kind of lessen the impacts that it'll have on deer. But we also conduct surveys of special habitat types that deer use in the wintertime. We look for dead animals. If we find dead animals, we look for the condition that they're in. And based on what we've seen in our surveys, from the few dead animals that we have found, they've still been in very good condition. They've been able to move around very well, access natural food sources, which are good for them. We had a lot of acorns this past year. Deer have been digging in the snow for acorns, so they've still had a lot of food sources. So they seem to be faring fairly well, even despite how severe February was.
And as long as people aren't feeding them.
That's right. As long as people aren't feeding them, they're adapted to survive these severe winters.
Dan Bergeron of New Hampshire Fish and Game, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.